This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. Another live Saturday edition of the program. As always, you're invited to join us here if you want to talk about whatever you want to discuss on the radio with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
So, Mark, I don't think you were out of town. I think you might have been. You left for like a week during the Thanksgiving holiday. And just 2 days before Thanksgiving, some of the folks here from the Free Talk Live crew went down on a little field trip. Down to
I was here for that, yes.
You were here for that, okay. Down to Northampton. You left what, the next day?
I don't know.
Anyway, you didn't go on the field trip with us.
No, I'm not that sort.
Northampton. It's a little town in Massachusetts, a small city, I guess, in Massachusetts, where one of two recreational cannabis stores opened up. The very first recreational cannabis availability on the retail market east of the Mississippi in the United States, so it was a historic day. And me and Daryl Perry and some of the other folks from behind the scenes here at Free Talk Live, we went down there and checked it out, stood in the lines, you know, went through the whole process, kind of like people do on Black Friday, but it was Green Tuesday in this particular case. And we got there at around 7:10 in the morning. The doors were slated to open at 8 a.m., so we're waiting there, you know, a good 50 minutes just before they open the doors. And then after they open the doors, it took about 2 hours for us to actually get inside. So we got there early enough to where it wasn't going to be the longest wait probably people would experience all day, because mm-hmm. the line kind of only wrapped halfway around the parking lot, basically. And by the time we got in, the line wrapped fully around the parking lot and down the street. So it had turned into a 4-hour line, I would say, at that point. It really did a good job, I think, of moving people through as quickly as they possibly could. I mean, the amount of time I spent in there was relatively small. They handed out menus to people while they were waiting in line, so you would know
yeah.
what you wanted to get.
Make up your mind before you get to the door.
Right.
By the way, A lot of you folks waiting in the lines at fast food restaurants could use a little advice there too,
to make up their mind.
Right, yeah. You could avail yourself of this advice.
Apparently, there were still some people who got inside and still had yet to actually make, and they had questions. You know, people have questions,
sure.
right? I'm sure it was everyone's first time ever buying marijuana while standing in that line. No one in that line had ever bought marijuana illegally before that day, so of course they had a lot of questions about what it was they were buying. No, and that would have been one of the questions that I asked if I had the opportunity. Unfortunately, it was raining the whole time, and so I had my video camera with me, but I left it in the car just because I don't have the rain gear or whatever.
You don't need to have your video camera destroyed.
Right. But I would have loved to have asked the people in the line the question of, is this your first time buying cannabis? Because, you know, the whole idea that prohibitionists want you to believe is that if you legalize a thing, that it'll become more prevalent, right? The idea behind drug prohibition mm-hmm. is that if you make a thing illegal, put penalties alongside its possession.
Disincentivize its possession.
That people will stay away from the thing. Right. And so I think it would have been really interesting to go down the line of people and interview folks, and one of the questions would be to ask them, is this your first time buying marijuana in your life?
I suspect the answer to that is almost unanimously
99. I'm just betting, but I don't know. I didn't get to actually do that.
The thing is that we're still in New Hampshire where marijuana is illegal. It says a medical marijuana law, but we don't have any dispensaries that I know of.
There are some medical facilities
okay,
in New Hampshire.
I don't know a lot about
There's
this
a limited thing. Number of them.
But there are states still in the United States where it's just illegal basically to have marijuana. That doesn't stop people from getting it, and mostly you're just not going to get in trouble for it. It's just, you know, the law enforcement can't stop marijuana.
Any cop who's honest with you will admit that that's true.
Right. And, you know, I'd like to take this moment to congratulate drugs in winning the war on drugs. right? Like,
it ain't over yet.
Ladies and gentlemen, the war on drugs started with Nixon.
Yeah.
In basically my entire life, I am 47 years old.
Yeah.
And the war on drugs has continued my whole life. We've been told the whole time, bad, bad, bad. And,
yeah,
you know.
Well, it started back in, I mean, it wasn't called the war on drugs, but prohibition of cannabis started in the 30s. Nixon started the war, right?
Right. That was the war on drugs. They were actually going to stop this stuff from happening, and it just didn't work. Didn't work on alcohol.
No,
I mean, it turns out, sadly, whether you like it or not, but whether you like it or not, humans like to alter their consciousness.
Mm.
At least
surprise,
a good percentage of them do. Some of them don't.
Maybe a majority of them.
Maybe the good ones out there don't want to do it,
mm-hmm.
but...
I want to know if those people have caffeinated beverages.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you've got to be very clear that first your Red Bull, your caffeine, your cigarettes, your alcohol, all these things are drugs. And just because your drug's legal and somebody else's drug is illegal does not make you better than them. That's all. That's it.
Right.
And, oh, yes, alcohol is the most devastating of drugs.
It's right up there with heroin.
It destroys families. I think it's worse.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's probably more prevalent.
We hear all kinds of terrible things about what heroin and meth do, especially Midwest and West and all that stuff. Yeah, I'm sorry. We live in a world that has been shaped by alcohol.
Yeah, and people put it in its own category, which isn't fair. It is a drug.
It deserves its own category because it's devastatingly worse than the rest of those drugs.
It is far more available and far more popular, so therefore it's going to affect more people.
Think about human history.
Mm-hmm.
How many generals knocked back one too many brandies and sent people rushing into battle that probably shouldn't have been sent there? How many social policies were handed down by some king who hadn't been sober in years? Ugladai Khan, the Khan Ugladai, that was Genghis Khan's son, the guy was never sober, and he controlled the largest empire in human history.
Yeah.
Okay, and we're probably just kind to our superiors historically, and we don't mention that, you know, they're drunk. They were drunk all the time. Alcohol had a huge effect on human history, and I mean, just think about how it destroys families, destroys productivity, all these things. Look, I'm not saying you shouldn't drink. I drank last night, but I am saying that if you're going to, you can't drink and put your nose up to people who use marijuana or even frickin' meth.
Otherwise, you're a hypocrite.
The problem with meth and with heroin has more to do with the war on drugs than it has to do with the terrible effects of those drugs.
So true. Let's go to John. He is we're waiting for him to be put on hold here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. By the way, we do have our Discord on-air call-in line rooms, which will make you sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. Just join our Discord server over at discord.lrn.fm. That allows you to interact not just with us on the air, but also anytime, 24/7. There are listeners in there in various different rooms of discussion. So there's the on-air now room, which is usually the hot room during our live hours, 7 to 10 at night Eastern time. And then there's, again, a bunch of other rooms like cryptocurrency and gaming and that sort of thing. So head on over to discord.lrn.fm. That'll get you on there. And so we're going to bring John on here in Dover in just a moment. I apologize. There's some technical difficulties there. But apparently his subject is he's smoking pot right now.
Oh,
here he is calling from Dover, listening to WDOV. Hello, John.
Hi, guys. I love pot.
Yeah. Okay. Tell me about it.
Well, I'm in Dover, Delaware, and I was just telling a guy there on the phone that, we almost got the recreational bill passed last year, unfortunately.
Really?
We missed it by one single vote in legislation, though.
No. So. Wow.
Yeah, man, one vote, of course. But listen to this even further than that. They have medical dispensaries here. That's what I wanted to talk about, which is fabulous if you have a medical issue, which when it comes to that, everybody has a medical issue. But anyhow, it's very expensive.
I get headaches.
And
sometimes my
back
hurts.
Exactly.
Right.
Whatever you got. What is your ailment? It's like the old Robitussin thing that the comedian did there. Put some Tussin on it,
That
Anyhow,
said, there man. Are people who really do swear by cannabis, and it really, like, you can see, there's certain
My
people
mom.
Who have certain maladies that are actually visibly relieved.
100 million percent. Sir.
By
there's
cannabis. Hang on, John. More coming up here in a moment. We can let you continue.
Why is it pot smokers sound like that?
Why? And they have a laugh, too. There's a certain laugh, too. All right, more on the way here. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Cannabis. Legalization hits hits Massachusetts first. And we'll tell you more about it coming up. Free Talk Live.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio is great for direct response with its low cost to listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Talking about Massachusetts being the first state to actually open the doors on privately run cannabis dispensaries for recreational purposes. And the first places that are getting the licenses are those who are already in business as medical facilities. So basically they're getting in the door first.
The biggest problem with that I can see is that a place like Massachusetts was the first one to do it east of the Mississippi.
Yeah, it's too bad.
It's if you're in Florida, you're in Texas, chances are good you're like, oh yeah, well, liberal Taxachusetts decided to do something. Of course we wouldn't do it because the things they do are bad, and the things that, well, the opposite of those bad things must be good things to do. So I don't know.
Well, that would be a really short-sighted, dumb way to look at things, but there are certainly people who think like that.
Yes.
So we can, of course, take your calls and thoughts about what you want. I do want to let you know that everyone loves a choo-choo train, but they've outlived their usefulness, buoyed by our nostalgia and propelled by tax dollars. In his new work, Romance of the Rails, Why the Passenger Trains We Love Are Not the Transportation We Need, historian Randall O'Toole covers the illustrious history of the locomotive and unwinds our fond memories from fantasy. Published by the Cato Institute, Romance of the Rails is the perfect gift for those that love trains. Get Romance of the Rails this holiday season by Randall O'Toole at Amazon and at all major bookstores. We go back to John in Dover, Delaware, saying that in apparently Delaware, they almost legislatively passed legalization of cannabis, but it failed by one vote. And I know you had more to say, so go ahead, John.
Horseshoes and hand grenades and atomic weapons with the almost thing, you follow?
Huh?
Well, no.
What now?
Almost. Horseshoe. I said almost. Horseshoes, hand grenades, and atomic bombs. That's what the almost counts for. We didn't quite get
gotcha.
It. But I wanted to say, too, guys, about the medical dispensaries. It's really pricey, first of all. You pay about $120 for a quarter at these here dispensaries.
Woo. Wow.
And I get the same fuego. If not, I would say better. I'm not trying to boast or brag. For
now, how much of that is taxes? The $120, is that, what percentage is that tax, or is tax on top of that?
I wish I knew better, to be honest with you, because that may be the exact reason why they would have to charge you $120 for something that they're actually growing themselves. Because in Delaware, in order to sell it and have a dispensary set up medically, you got to be able to, you know, have your own grow rooms and all that stuff. You got to grow your own product. That's how it works here in Delaware.
We have grow rooms for other vegetables. We call them greenhouses.
Exactly. We're talking, grow room is a small, you know, it makes it sound minuscule. We're talking about warehouse-sized, you know, facilities that grow marijuana.
Right. I mean, we're selling other forms of produce at, I don't know, I just saw grapes on sale at the Price Chopper at $1.69 a pound. And I remember when they used to be 79 cents a pound.
Right.
But
regular price.
It's crazy you said that because I just bought grapes last week. They got these excellent cotton candy grapes. I don't know if you guys got a hold of these things yet, but they literally smell and taste like cotton candy.
Where do you get those?
I like grapes with my marijuana, if you know what I mean.
Where do you get cotton candy grapes?
Up here at Redner's, the food store, right here locally. We got a Redner's up the street.
Fascinating. John, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 8. Do you think those are real, Mark, cotton candy grapes?
Of course they're real. I mean,
have you heard of them before?
If he says they're real, they're real.
Well, just because somebody calls in and says something doesn't mean it's true.
The way he delivered that, he's not lying.
Okay. All right. Wow. Is that like, I wonder if that's like genetically modified. How do you do that?
Well, I don't know what genetically modified is, but, produce is better than it was when I was a kid.
Yeah.
We've got a lot more choices when you go to the produce sections. I love the line from the movie K-Pax is the produce on this planet made the trip all worthwhile. I just love the produce section. There's so many great options there. I mean, how many apples do we get a choice from? When I was a kid, all I knew about was a red delicious apple, which is a fine apple. I'm not going to disparage it. Lots of people will. I'm not a big fan of a Macintosh, but nonetheless, there are lots of different types of apples. You can get these Honeycrisps, Cortlands, and you know, there's so many different types out there, and I just love them all.
Right here on their website here for the cotton candy grapes, they claim non-GMO. So somehow they've managed to make grapes taste like cotton candy. These plump, juicy, all-natural green grapes are one of our newest varieties, and they're one that everyone's excited about. Cotton candy, registered trademark. grapes taste exactly like the pink spun sugar treat that you loved as a kid at the circus, and we mean exactly. Pop some in your mouth, close your eyes, and you're that kid again. And here's the bonus. These grapes aren't sticky and loaded with granulated sugar like the fluffy stuff you munched on back in the day. How did they do this? I am fascinated now. I want to try these.
Well, I'm sure they'll be coming to a produce section near you.
Anyway, amazing. So whether you want to talk about...
I just want to salute all the farmers out there, the people who are in the agribusiness that are making better products for us that are just so much, so exciting all the time. And the fact that you get all these things, I just went and bought a tomato. It's December. There's snow on the ground, and I'm getting fresh tomatoes.
People just can't believe how much they taste like real cotton candy. There's no other grape quite like them. Try them for yourself, and you'll see your whole family will love them. We guarantee it. That's amazing. I don't know what the technology is that allows you to make grapes taste like cotton candy without genetically modifying them. But that's pretty interesting stuff. Yeah. So thanks for sharing that with us, John, there in Dover. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE. Opening up here tonight with the news about Massachusetts and their legalization of recreational cannabis purchases. Now, the stores, only two of them, were initially opened this last week. And they're going to open three more relatively soon. So they'd approved three more licenses like on the same day last week that they opened up the first two stores. So hopefully we're going to see the lines lessen over time. Will Colby from the Call to Freedom, which is another radio show on LRN.FM, he went down there this week, 1 week afterwards, and waited in line for 3 hours.
Gosh.
Yeah, can you imagine that? Three-hour wait a week later for a product that you're limited in purchase, by the way. They're limiting you to an eighth of an ounce.
How much is that eighth of an ounce?
$50.
I can't imagine why
more expensive than the black market.
Yeah, I can't imagine why people are paying this. I just don't
get
it.
And waiting for 3 hours. And plus, sorry, let me clarify, $50 plus 20% tax. So $60.
Pretty soon, I would hope the marketplace is going to drive those prices down.
That's what I hope, too.
But
again, with more...
It's been legal in
locations.
Colorado for some time, and it doesn't go down.
I think the prices have gone down, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, in California, Colorado, states like that. Customers spent more than $2 million, according to the Boston Globe, on marijuana products during the first week of recreational sales in Massachusetts. This is according to data from the state's Cannabis Control Commission. Cultivate in Leicester and New England Treatment Access, or NETA, in Northampton. The first two shops on the East Coast made a total of $2.2 million between November 20th and November 25th. So 5 days, $2.2 million revenue.
Prohibition in this country created a huge bureaucracy that surrounds the sale of alcohol.
Yes, and that's coming soon for cannabis.
As if we need that. As if you're somehow in your state, it would be terrible if they sold, I don't know, a bottle of liquor in a grocery store like they do in Maine or in a variety of other states. I mean, it's these states and their control on alcohol.
It's obsessive.
It's
obsessive.
Just a protection racket.
Yeah, they're not helping anybody.
The mob.
Right. They're not keeping people safe from drinking too much. Right.
They'll help you. In the case of New Hampshire, the state sells you the liquor.
There's more on the way here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Flags will be flown at half-staff for 30 days in honor of former President George H.W. Bush, who has died at the age of 94.
I do not fear what is ahead, For our problems are large, but our heart is larger. Our challenges are great, but our will is greater.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell writes, as our nation's 41st president, George Bush brought clear-eyed, principled leadership to a nation and world in transition. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi writes, may it be a comfort to them to know that so many Americans mourn with the Bush family. Senate Majority Whip John Cornyn writes, President Bush was a good man who also happened to be a great man. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free to join us here, the live Saturday edition of the program. Coming up, if we get the chance, apparently there's a hunger strike going on south of the border in Tijuana with some of the migrants. Going on strike. We'll tell you what that's all about. Dean and Mark in the studio here tonight, and our toll-free number, if you want to join us on the radio, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists over at eGifter. They've got many of the world's leading brands on their roster, like Domino's, Home Depot, Uber, Hotels.com, Nike, and hundreds more. You pick the gift card you want, and then follow the instructions on the screen over at giftcards.bitcoin.com. Make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet, and then sit tight. Your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. It's giftcards.bitcoin.com. As we go to your calls and thoughts, we're talking about the beginnings of legal recreational cannabis sales in Massachusetts, first place in the country east of the Mississippi, historic week over the last week and a half at this point. And the initial numbers, $2.2 million in revenue between two stores, just two, in Massachusetts during the five-day period that the stores were first open. So basically the first week, although they were closed on Thanksgiving. So we'll get into more about that. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. Matthew is on the line listening on our YouTube channel. Hello, Matthew.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good. What's on your mind tonight?
Two things, if I have a chance. One, when y'all hear the word conservative, what impressions come to y'all's mind?
I usually think of, sort of flag wavers. I think of...
warmongers.
Yeah, people that are, have convinced themselves that they're for human freedom, that they're for you know, states' rights, that they're for liberty, when in fact they have a whole series of beliefs that aren't.
That contradict that.
Right. Yeah. Okay. I would have called myself a conservative in the past.
Ian, what about you?
I have to say I generally agree with Mark, although I wouldn't necessarily have called myself a conservative in the past. I was raised by a couple of Republicans, so I guess arguably I probably
was in the Rush Limbaugh
at some
club
point.
In
yeah, I mean, in middle school I was in the Rush Limbaugh club, but after that I became a libertarian relatively quickly.
Sure did.
When I think of conservatives, I think of people who are generally socially intolerant. I think of people who hearken back to some sort of mythological time that never actually existed.
Democrats do that, too.
Yeah, I'm not saying
everybody
they don't.
Thinks that the 50s decade was somehow great, except for anybody who is of any ethnic descent.
When I think of Democrats,
they don't think of it at all.
I think of intolerance as well, just a different type of intolerance.
Yeah.
And. Okay. So, yeah, so conservatives like to hearken back to this sort of falsified version of the past that never really actually existed except in their minds and, you know, leave it to Beaver or something
yeah.
like that.
I was curious because Rush is wondering if the brand conservative has been damaged. And I'd say, judging by y'all's reaction, I'd say yes.
Well, I think Rush,
so
what's it supposed to be?
I really don't know, because there's so many pretty, he talks about, and listen, I'm a fan of his, but he talks
yeah,
about things that are contradictory. Like, you know, he's talking about America as being, you know, a free nation, and I'm thinking to myself, mostly free.
Yeah.
Freer
he
than,
actually
say,
still
I don't
says
know,
that? He
Saudi
still says
Arabia.
It's a free nation?
Yeah, well, nobody calls him up and contradicts him.
Well, he's not going to take your call.
He's going to take the call anyway.
No, he does take calls who...
what, once a week?
How many? A week.
He takes more calls than Hannity. Hannity doesn't take any calls.
We take more calls in a night than they take in a week.
Oh, yeah, I will grant you that. Now, the other thing y'all were talking about...
Those calls are highly screened, I'd like to point out. When you called in Free Talk Live... The phone screener generally asks your name, where you're calling from, and briefly what you want to talk about, like
right.
one word.
It's really easy to live in an echo chamber. It's really easy to live in a bubble when you're a talk show host and you don't take calls. When you do take calls, somebody can call in and ask you a question that brings you to a new realization.
That's but that's why they screen the hell out of the calls.
Year after year.
They want to know exactly what you're going to say. If you start to stray during your call from what you said you were going to say, they will cut you off.
Right. Free Talk Live has lost stations because we've been told again and again, look, you're just too far out there for our conservative audience. And that's cool, right? Like, I get it. You want to brand your station the way you want to brand your station. But all that means is that your audience is a bunch of people who, A, can't pick up the phone, make a telephone call, and ask me a good question.
Mm-hmm.
They either believe what they believe fallaciously, or they can't articulate what they believe. Because,
Okay. Yeah,
I'm ready for the call.
Yeah, now, there was one other thing I wanted to bring
sure,
up, and it was about the marijuana legalization, which I am in favor of, because mm-hmm. I think the way that we're fighting the war on drugs, even if you agree with the goals, has been very damaging to our society.
Yep.
And that is...
And the Constitution.
That,
right? Like the Fourth and Fifth Amendments are basically useless now.
Right. Well, yeah, what is this Constitution of which you speak? but the problem is, I work in heavy industry. I'm in the oil industry.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that they do is they screen you regularly for things that get you high, get you stupid.
Sure.
And especially after an accident. And I could see that we could wind up losing good employees whose only sin was that they had a joint at night, but the THC sticks around in your bloodstream, like luggage. And
there needs to be a better test for marijuana, one that doesn't say that you've smoked in the last 30 days, but one that says you
are
now high or in some way or another affected by marijuana. I will say that, like, you know, alcohol affects you far after you are no longer drunk. I mean, there's still the hangover, and you can, you know, your mind's numbed in some cases for days afterwards, if you really tie one on. And I don't know how that, I don't know what those effects are on marijuana, but I suspect they're shorter term.
Well, as far as the effects of alcohol, nothing like a good, hard day on the rig floor to get rid of that.
Yeah. It's sweat.
Hey, Matthew, I want to say thanks, man, for the call tonight. In regards to the job, I would say this. Private companies can set whatever policies they want to. If they want to have a very restrictive policy when it comes to the use of mind-altering substances off-duty, they should be able to have that policy, and you can go and find somewhere else to work if it's that important.
And they should be able to couple with insurance companies that also have tough policies. Look, if an insurance company will give you some kind of 50% break on your insurance policy or something because your employees are simply not allowed to use mind-altering substances, then the Mormons are going to do great out there in Utah.
They certainly will, but there's no oil out there. Okay, that's it.
Thanks, Matthew. I appreciate it, man. Yep, the toll-free number here tonight. If you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. And I think that as cannabis becomes more prevalent above board, right, because it's always been there, and millions of Americans over many years have used it, and that's never it would never have stopped, no matter how hard the war on drugs tried to crack down. So it's becoming more visible now, right? So we're starting to see more people feeling comfortable with being out there. You know, they're standing in lines now in Massachusetts for 3 hours at a time. Anybody who drives by can see people there. There's news cameras. There were some people who were trying to kind of hide it. You know, they had dark glasses on. They would turn away whenever the video cameras would walk by. But you know, it's out there now. And as it becomes more out there, I think you're probably going to see a loosening, likely, of these policies over time as businesses realize that they may indeed be losing some of their best employees if they're cracking down on what is now a legal substance for them to use.
Also, the branding is changing surrounding marijuana. I mean, the older generation that's never used it is learning new things about it.
Sure, because we can actually do some studies on it now.
Right. My mother, I remember back in the 80s, she was in jury duty and, you know, some terrible case that involved crack cocaine, and she's like, I don't ever want you to use marijuana, because in some way or another, to her mind, it was related to crack cocaine, right? And, well, you know, today, not so much. Florida, well, there's at least medical marijuana in Florida.
And how does your mom feel about marijuana today?
She just doesn't care.
Okay. That's a change in the right direction. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number here. You can join us live Saturday edition. This is Free Talk Live.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark at freetalklive.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Do you need extra cash to buy gifts or just to pay all those extra bills during the holidays? Well, now you can get cash fast this holiday season with a personal loan for up to $5,000 right from your phone or PC at 79cash.com. How fast can you get your cash? Well, with 79cash.com, our lenders can have your cash at your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 79cash.com. cash.com, and you can get the cash loan you need now. So if you need cash fast this holiday season to buy gifts or pay all those extra bills, go to 79cash.com and get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Hey, it is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free. Join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. They are open and available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. We've been talking sort of roundabout regarding issues related to legalization of recreational cannabis. In Massachusetts, in this case, that's where the news is coming out of, where more than $2 million, $2.2 million, was the revenue between two different stores that opened up first. There's going to be more coming, but two to start. So they get to charge the most that they'll probably ever be able to charge, because as more competition enters the market, we're hopefully going to see the prices go down. Right now, the black market is cheaper by a significant margin, I would say, as compared to the legal market. But that doesn't stop people from lining up in three-hour-long lines. Still, today, more than a week later, three-hour-long lines as of Tuesday this week, at least, to purchase a little bit of marijuana, restricting customers to an eighth of an ounce. So you're standing in line for 3 hours just to buy an eighth. That's it. You can buy some goodies, like, you know, some edibles and things like that. Not just, so it's just an eighth of flour. There's restrictions on the other things you can buy, but you can walk out with more than an eighth's worth of THC-based product. It's just only the flour itself that's restricted to that. Now, I imagine that's going to loosen up as they get some better idea of what demand is like and can, you know, plan to supply that demand, unlike in places like Canada, where in Ontario apparently they ran out completely. And
the government's running their marijuana system there, and I'm sorry, folks, it's just a bad organizational model
to do anything
to provide people with things.
Right,
you know?
they weren't fulfilling orders. There was backlogs. It was just a nightmare, and that was just what I heard after the first week. I don't know what's been going on up there since. So if you know what's the latest in Canada on their recreational cannabis sales, you're welcome to share your thoughts with us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And by the way, I want to say thanks to Teddy Graham. He is a silver amplifier, the Free Talk Live amp program over at amp.freetalklive.com. Amp stands for advertise, market, and promote, and it's a simple concept. It's you helping us get this show out there to more people, because there just aren't really any other viewpoints like this in national syndication.
It's true.
It's going to be hard,
very unique,
hard-pressed to find a real libertarian talk show out there like this one. So if you like what we're doing, please get behind the AMP program. Like Teddy Graham. It's $5 a month. That gets you the silver-level amplifier. You can do more if you want, but go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can sign up with PayPal. You can use credit card. You can use Bitcoin BTC. It's ampamp.freetalklive.com. And, yes, you will get some cool perks as well, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only podcasts, AMP-only Facebook group. There's special chat rooms for you also. On our Discord server, it's amp.freetalklive.com. Let's talk to Larry in Indianapolis, listening to WIBC. Hello, Larry. You're on with Ian and Mark.
How's it going, Mark and Ian?
Hey.
Hey, I was going to say, how you doing, boys? But you said you don't want me to do that no more. So
oh, I'm happy to be called. I'm happy when you call me a boy, Larry. I'm fine with that. I don't have an issue with it. I don't
can I call you boy?
You can call me boy. You can't call Larry boy.
I just didn't want you to be hurt, right? But
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate here in Indianapolis, a couple of Mondays ago, they codified that they will have certain teams go out when they have an arrest. An officer goes out to arrest somebody.
Uh-huh.
The team goes out if it's a white professional. Maybe it's been caught breaking the law or something, or drunk driving, or maybe with a heroin needle in his arm. They go out and the team determines whether he faces the justice system or gets turned to a diversion program before he even reaches court.
Really?
But now this is, you can watch the city county council meeting from that time. I was there testifying. But if some color boy gets caught with two joints, he goes to jail immediately for a level 6 felony.
I've heard this critique.
A level 6 felony? Is this they're going to claim? They're going to claim because he had two joints, he's intending to distribute them and give him a felony.
They accuse him of selling joints.
Jesus.
You know, because there's people that sell one joint downtown. But the thing about it is, this is really bad. You know, I know we have our meeting at the Concerned Clergy on Saturday mornings, and there's some plan going on to spend about $2 billion on a river project. Well, we suggested that they start right now training the workforce to build this thing. And, you know, they acted like we were talking Chinese or something, but they would rather spend tens of million dollars. I think it's consuming 25% of our $643 million public safety budget to placate and hand out Narcan to junkies and not arrest them and take them to jail. I don't know what the end game is. But I think that money would be better spent on a training program so that these big capital projects that are coming up here in the city of Indianapolis can be have a workforce trained to carry out that situation.
See, here's one of the problems with centralized government, and thank you, Larry, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. When you have a centralized government with a centralized pot, the budget that, you know, money coming into, you get a bunch of different interest groups who say, well, my interest is more important than your interest, and we need to make sure that gets funded, and we shouldn't be funding your interest because we need more money for my interest over here. And then the other interest group, of course, redoubles their efforts to try to fight for their portion of the budget, and then you just get neighbor versus neighbor, and things get ugly, and people get their feelings hurt.
Well, politics is a threat.
Yeah.
Right? Like, basically, it comes down to politics is a threat. I don't know whether Larry's right or wrong. He sounds so reasonable when he points it out there. I suspect, that's the case. You certainly need a trained workforce, and, whenever the government gets involved in any project, they're going to mess it up. That's what they do. They fail their way to more funding. Not success, mind you, just more funding.
Let's go to Stefan. He's in South Carolina, listening to WTMA in Charleston. Hello, Stefan.
Hello. Good evening.
Yes, sir.
I'm just wondering if the two of you would be in favor of legalizing heroin and meth.
Oh, absolutely. It's the only humane solution. Don't you agree?
No.
You don't? Hold on. We're kind of losing your signal. Are you on a cell phone right now?
I am.
Okay. Why is it you don't think all drugs should be legal?
Okay, well, just to say this, I've smoked pot before, so I understand that.
You what? You smoked pot? Is that what you said?
I have smoked pot before.
Okay.
I understand that. But,
damn it, I really want to hear what he has to say. I'm going to put him on hold here and see if I don't know if he's on like a speakerphone or something's going on. Your audio's clipping out. It doesn't sound like a signal dropout, but let's put him on hold with the board off, and we'll see if we can get him on a better line. Because, you know, I really want to hear from folks as to what they think. Because I know heroin's going to – it's dangerous.
It's terrifying.
Right?
The whole idea that you would say heroin should be legal. But I will point out to the listening audience, this nation was built by people who had legal access to opioids. There are old heroin ads from like the Sears catalog, okay? and amphetamines, which is what meth is. It's just a delivery system. Meth is a byproduct of the war on drugs.
Correct. Yeah.
Not to say that there wouldn't be more. I mean,
it's speed, right? It's like pre-base speed.
Yeah.
Isn't that right?
I mean, and so you know, it's these sorts of things are probably, results of the war on drugs. It's difficult to know whether they exist or not. But all in all, the fear is that people will just do heroin and stop working and become a drag on society and die.
Not already doing that?
I think some of them are, but most of the reason they become a drag on society, my guess is because they can't actually work for the money to get heroin. You kind of have to, I don't know what heroin costs, but I suspect it is difficult.
It costs more than what it would if it were legal, I'll tell you that.
A lot more, I would suspect.
Stefan's back with us here. Apparently he was on his speakerphone, so we have remedied, hopefully, this. Go ahead, Stefan, with your thoughts.
Hello, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So far, yes.
Okay. I've spoken about before, so I'm not being hypocritical about that, but and I drink, and I used to smoke. I just think that as far as alcohol goes, that causes so many accidents a year.
Sure.
And I think that adding more hallucinogens to the product line can't be helpful.
Well, heroin's not a hallucinogen.
They affect your behavior.
Sure.
Oh, I mean, yeah,
all these drugs affect people's behavior, but is the goal of prohibition in your mind to stop people from using the drug?
No, I just think it's ridiculous to say that it's a good thing to legalize them.
Whoa. There's a difference between legalize and a good thing. Okay, I believe that it's a bad idea to drink bleach, but I also think that you should be able to do it if that's what you want to do.
I agree.
If you have time, we can continue the discussion here, Stefan, because ultimately, if you're talking about continuing prohibition, you're talking about continuing to drive something underground into the hands of criminals, as far as its distribution is concerned. As soon as you make something legal, it gets out of the hands of criminals and back into the hands of people who can actually care about their customers. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361. Or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.